What's up, guys? This is the TYF podcast. If you're looking to level up your life and start crushing goals in 2019, then this is the place for you. So before I dive into the main content today, I just want to take a minute to ask you to share this podcast with a friend, maybe a family member. It's the only way I can get this podcast out there to other people is if you share it with a friend. So yeah, thanks, guys. So the dictionary defines obsessed as the domination of one's thoughts or feelings by a present idea, image, or desire. Sorry, I have a cold. Now, a lot of times when people hear the word obsessed, they associate with bad things like maybe a stalker, someone who's obsessed with work, never sees their families. But why? I mean, why do we treat obsession as a disease or think of it in a negative way? Grant Cardone says it's the perfect adjective for how you must approach success. Basically, to dominate your goal, sector, dream, ambition, you have to first dominate your every interest, every thought, and consideration first. Obsession is ground zero for success. Until you become completely fanatical and crazy about your idea, no one in the world is going to take you seriously. Until everyone knows you're 100% into it, no one is going to pay attention to you and no one's going to care about you. So Grant Cardone, another thing he says is that you should treat obsession like a fire and build it so big that your competition wants to come and sit around your fire so they can keep warm. He also says that like a real fire, you have to keep adding wood to it. You have to keep stoking it, keep making the flames, refueling the flames, and keep that heat and glow, or it's going to burn to ashes like any fire. So when you look around and you see businesses that fail or people who don't achieve their goals and dreams, it's because they weren't obsessed with their mission. They were operating at normal levels of action. They didn't have that do all, go big mindset. They were operating at average levels. So normal people will only make enough effort for it to feel like they're working. Successful people follow up every action with obsession and see it through to a reward. Obsession is not a bad thing, guys. The fact is, whether you realize it or not, your thoughts are going to be obsessed over something each day. It could be Netflix, food, video games, maybe a girl, your friends, school, and a lot of other things. But your mind is going to be obsessed over something. So why shouldn't it be your dreams and your goals? Make your dreams and your goals your mind's and actions' number one concern. Be obsessed over your goals. Another thing I've learned is that we as children were constantly obsessed with something. Right? Once we found this one thing, we would put all of our energy and thought into it for the time being. As we got older, around the age of 10, you know, teenagers, we were told this was a bad thing. We needed to calm down. We needed to chill out. And we're being told those things by people who have given up on their dreams a long time ago. So then as children, we shift from levels of high commitment to average levels. And here's the thing. If somewhere along the road you shift back and become absolutely obsessed with success, then people will start calling you crazy again. Until you succeed. Then you're a genius. You're of the boy wonder. You're an exception to this rule and extraordinary. Think about all the things that would not have happened if someone wasn't obsessed with their ideas. Thomas Edison might not have made the light bulb. We wouldn't have electricity. Steve Jobs might not have created Apple. We wouldn't be able to record podcasts like this one or film YouTube videos. The world should celebrate obsession and demand that everyone operate at this level every single day. Just imagine what we could all accomplish. Just think about that for a second. If you can think of one person, one successful person that wasn't obsessed with their goals, I honestly don't think there's a single person like that. Steve Jobs, I know I mentioned him already. Bill Gates. Donald Trump, people like that who have built empires, I guarantee you they had to be absolutely obsessed with their ideas and absolutely have fallen in love with them. So here's a quote to close this thing out. I suggest that you become obsessed about the things you want. Otherwise, you're going to spend a lifetime being obsessed with making up excuses as to why you didn't get the life that you wanted. Let's crush this year together. Talk to you later, and thank you for listening to the TYF podcast.